Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. It's me, Mark Thompson, live from a beach in Mexico. and Tim Goodwin probably still in the snow.
It's pretty cold. Yeah. Must admit.
Yeah. Okay. Not really. I haven't left for Mexico yet.
just trying to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, so exactly.
By the time you listen to this, Mark will have married off his daughter. And
I thought you were going to say marry my daughter. Oh yeah. At the moment when this is going live, I think I will be on a beach in Mexico the day after my daughter's just got married, and I've given her away, got rid of her at last. So I'm a free man. Well, no, I've got a wife. Anybody want a wife?
Oh dear.
So my work here is done. Woohoo!
dear. So what are we talking about today, Mark?
Right, I thought we'd talk about marketing styles.
This has been sort of something that's been prompted by a recent event that took place in America with a particular marketer, and there's been an awful lot of hoopla. That's a good word, hoopla.
Yeah, and cheerleading, and cheerleading.
Cheerleading about how he sold $3 million worth of product during his speech on the stage.
Yeah.
Now the problem is that he sold $3 million worth of product during his speech, but the cheapest price to go to his event was £1,995.
Yeah, exactly.
Dollars, sorry. So the last thing you'd expect is that it's going to be a pitch fest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I'm spending $2,000 on an event, I don't want to go to a pitch fest.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone to events that have been pitch fests before. I've gone to events that have been... the same price, but no pitch fest. I will always figure out whether it's going to be a pitch fest or not. At the moment, I think it's this week that we're recording this, is the week of the traffic and conversions event. Generally, that's not too much of a pitch fest. They will promote some of their own stuff, but it's not too bad. If you're into e-commerce, if you go to the e-commerce All-Stars event from Ezra, there is zero pitch. And a fantastic event to go to. But I've been to Dan Kennedy stuff before where it's been 3-4 days of pure pitching, and it makes for a pretty horrid time, especially when you've spent all the money to get there and the money on the ticket as well, just to be pitched.
Now, I think we should make it clear, right? At the moment we're talking about Russell Brunson. Now, I actually think Russell is a really good marketer.
He's just a little bit forceful, and that's what we're talking about today, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You bet. Marketing styles, right? So, I generally talk about several types of marketers, and I really don't like these marketing styles. Okay, so what I thought we'd do, we'll go through these styles and we'll discuss them, and then we'll look at like the marketing styles that I think you should adopt, and I think that we actually adopt pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. We do throw out links occasionally, but hey, we got to eat. You've got what I call the shouty marketer. Now, the shouty marketer will pitch you his $2,000 product in an email, right? And after about 3 days, you'll get another email or you get a live video, and he'll say, hey, look, you haven't signed up yet. You bitch. You snowflake. What's wrong? I mean, insulting people is not a way to sell stuff.
I think it's it's the forceful method of marketing that I'm particularly, and it turns an awful lot of people off.
Yeah.
And I see it certainly within the e-commerce world, and I've seen it with, it's certainly within the supplement world, where they're doing everything they can to sell as much on the front end as possible. So they'll have the core product, then they'll ask you to get a triple pack or a six pack of it.
Yeah.
Plus they'll give you 15 bonuses, and then they'll upsell you on something else on the back end of that, and then there'll be another upsell on the back end of that. And it's a very, very forceful way of marketing, because what they're doing is, and it, you know, because it's quite a shouty mechanism, it's like forcefully trying to drive you through their funnel. It's trying to get as much money out of you as possible on that first transaction, because they know that they're not going to get the repeat business.
And yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the attributes of the shouty marketer, is that they know that repeat business is going to be hard to come by.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they'll always have a paragraph that says, who's this not for?
Yes.
If you're a loser, it's not for you. Hang on a minute. So yeah, that's one marketing style. And my recommendation, if you come across that, is just unsubscribe, walk away, never listen to them, get out of their Facebook groups. And yeah, just, you don't need that shit in your life. Next up, my favourite. Now, this is really, really my favourite. The Lambo marketer. Okay. Hiya, Foxy. How you doing? No, sorry, he was a Ferrari marketer, wasn't he?
He was a Ferrari one, yeah.
So these are people who, they go and hire a Lamborghini for a day, or they borrow their friend's Lamborghini, and they do loads and loads of videos driving around in it. And you can see, because for the next 6 months, every post mentions Lamborghini, and it's got the same pictures from 6 months ago. They're wearing the same clothes, they've got the same weather. Oh man, Lambo marketers, hate them. Hate them with a vengeance.
So what kind of things do they sell? You know, what are they selling?
Agency plans. Build an agency.
Yeah, so it's a course about building an agency.
Yeah, exactly. Or a course about how they got their Lambo. Hi, Ty. We could go on for hours, couldn't we? Hi, Dan.
Dan, yeah. Oh, gee whiz. But the thing is, with a Lambo marketer, you know, it's crass, it's horrible. It appeals to a certain type of person that is looking for the next magic pill, the next biz op kind of thing. That's who is attracted to the Lambo.
Fortunately, that's why it works.
Yeah, because there is a never-ending stream of people who are looking for the biz op, you know, the next amazing sort of like make a million, you know, pounds kind of, you know, business opportunity. And, you know, you see it not only in internet marketing, you see it in people setting up e-commerce businesses, or, you know, the latest opportunity on being an Amazon FBA seller. You know, there's all these people driving around in their fancy cars and saying, I made this money through Amazon FBA. And it's all a load of bollocks, basically, because really it just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
They don't have longevity. People, like, you know, they crash and burn very, very quickly with this type of approach to running a business and driving courses. And this is why you see them come back time and time and time again, like, you know, and trying to sell the same course that's like 3 years old and is totally out of date, keeps on coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, I mean, the most of the money they get to rent the Lambo comes from selling the course about how they got the Lambo. It's just a terrible, terrible way of marketing, but it is pervasive. It is pervasive on Facebook. I mean, even people I used to really respect, they've now sort of gone that way. There's pictures of them in their nice little villas on the beach, where they're just on holiday. Hey, actually, I might just do a load of videos when I'm in Mexico.
Yeah, this is my new villa.
Yeah, here, look, do you like it? Look at the view from my villa. Here I am walking down the beach. But it's really, really not a good model. Once again, I'd stay away with it. I mean, I am sure there's people listening to this who actually have fallen into the trap, who might even want to do this model themselves. But I think it's definitely a short-term.
It's short-term thinking, very short-term thinking, which then probably brings us on to the next one, which is the churn and burn marketers.
Yeah.
And these are the people that I actually despise the most. Because ultimately, all that they're doing is that it's affiliate marketing, and it's the thing that gives affiliate marketing an unjust bad name.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people who are promoting the product of the month or the product of the week, even. And it's literally like they have a list of people. Yeah. They've built their list through whatever medium, you know,
solo ads,
getting people onto an email list,
selling their own products.
Yeah, and they will just get as many people onto the list as possible. And then every week, it's like promoting the next thing. And, you know, there's some people that have created some really, really great products for themselves who then go on to this churn and burn approach. You know, I'll give you an example. It's people like the guys who did the YouTube courses at, sorry, my brain's just gone numb for a second.
I'm just gonna leave you dangling there then.
Thanks, Mark. I'm trying to think who it is. It's the video boss guy. What's his name?
Video boss, not Todd Gross.
No. Oh no. See, that's the first time in how many episodes have we done that?
We're on about 24 now, believe it or not.
And that's the first time I've been completely stumped and I cannot remember the name of the person that I want to give as an example. Anyway, the point behind is that they have a good course. They might have created a new course or a piece of software. And then literally the week after, you start getting the promo emails.
Yeah.
And they're promoing their mates training course on this, and then the next week it's another one, and you get like
Andy,
you
know, Jenkins.
Andy Jenkins, there we go. Thank
you. But he was part of the syndicate. You wouldn't expect anything else.
But that's the thing, is like he's all they're doing is just promoting the next crap affiliate product, and it will be another $2,000 course or $1,000 course or whatever it might be, and it's week after week after week, and it's and basically all they're doing is they're churning through their email list as quickly as possible to maximize the revenue that they're getting from it. Again, really, really short-term thinking. It's really, really short-term approach to running a business. And if they continued with their original product and continued to promote it to more people, then we would respect them. We would respect them for creating a great product and evolving and developing that product as they go along. But it's almost like they've done the promotion on that. Okay, how can we rape this audience for as much money as humanly possible? Yeah. And that's really, they're the people that really I despise a lot.
Actually, I just thought of a fourth one as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's call them the software millionaires.
Software millionaires, oh yeah.
These are the guys who come out, launch an amazing software product. It's always amazing, okay? It's a software product to end all software products. And they'll do a launch, and then that launch will stop. And then a month later, another bit of amazing software, which is loosely based on the first one.
Yeah.
Right, and it's completely different.
Generally, those kind of softwares are like they're a lifetime value, so a lifetime purchase. Yeah. So you only pay once, but because they know that they're going to get a horrible churn on their subscription, yeah, if they did it as a subscription business, and that would mean that they would need to do some kind of level of support, yeah, on that product as well, which really I don't really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, actually compare that, because Peter software Convertery.
Yes.
Now, the guys with Convertery, every Tuesday, without fail, roll out an update and new templates. The only day they missed was, I think it was Tuesday, New Year's Day was a Tuesday, or Christmas Day was a Tuesday. That's the only day they've missed. Every Tuesday, without fail, roll out an update.
The thing is, we know that that's an ongoing product. It's a, yeah, recurring billing. So, you know, next year we'll all get billed for the next year's worth of service with them, which is fine because they have constantly evolved the product. They've developed the product. They've supported it. They've bug fixed it all, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, and the thing is, their churn won't be that bad at all.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they concentrated on their core product and made sure that they're constantly evolving it and developing it, which is great. It's what you need to do if you run a software business.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose this brings us nicely onto the group that we really like, and the audience. How did we describe this group? Was it the long game value?
Yeah, long game. The long game marketers.
The best example that we thought of for this was, well, there's about four or five people that Mark has listed, yeah, and one of the names is our friend Andre Chaperon.
Yeah.
And we reckon Andre has released, I think, three courses in 10 years.
I think it's four courses in 10 years.
Four courses in 10 years.
There was in fact, they're so good I could actually name them. Affiliate Bully.
Yeah.
Actually, it's five. Autoresponder Madness.
Yeah.
Tiny Little Business.
Yep.
The Storyfluence.
Yes.
And Sphere of Influence.
Yeah.
And if you bought any one of those, you still got access to them. And they are still pretty much updated.
It's like, I think Andre's working through version 4 of Autoresponder Madness.
Yeah, version 4 is coming up now.
And I bought it on the first iteration of it.
Yep, same here.
And, you know, I've not paid him a penny since that first iteration. Yet I will have access to version 2, version 3, and when version 4 comes out. That's what Andre's very, very good at. He creates value over the long term. And it's like, whenever Andre comes out with a new program, he doesn't need to release a program every 6 weeks or every promote a product every 2 weeks.
No.
All he does is, when he releases a product, I will buy it straight away, no matter what the cost, because I know it's going to be damn good and I know he's going to support the hell out of it.
Yeah.
So it's these long game value marketers, which, you know, have been around since the, you know, the dawn of time, it seems, with internet marketing, who are still respected. They have massive authority. Well, I know we talked about authority a couple of weeks ago with Dave Toomey, but these guys have massive authority within the marketplace because they don't fall for all these affiliate tactics and, you know, product launch formula stuff. And I know some of them have done product launch formula stuff in the past, but, you know, they've realized the error of their ways and created value over the long term.
Yeah. Oh, you did look at another one of our hero marketers, Justin Brook.
Justin's a big fan of Justin.
Yeah. So pretty much Justin has got, I mean, 4 or 5 products, but he repackages them and you can get access to all of them. So all his ad skill stuff, you can get access to it now. When he updates it, you still got access to it.
Yeah.
And he sells stuff with a model that I'm really starting to fall in love with, and that's the pay what you want model. So he's not interested in growing massive lists. He's just interested in putting out really good quality content, really good quality courses, having people opt in for whatever they want to pay, and from there on in, they have access, or they can buy, they have access to that, but they can buy into the long, basically long game.
Yeah. So he'll have a group of programs, a group of training courses that are his front end products to get into his world, if you like. And then he has as a pay what you want model, which is great. So he'll have some, you know, a course on, say, for example, Twitter ads, and you pay what you want to get access to Twitter ads course. Now, once you're in there, you start getting Justin's emails. Now, Justin's emails alone are worth more than pretty much every one of the courses that the Shouty, the Lambo, the Churn and Burn, you know, is worth more than all of those courses put together. And that's just the emails that you're getting from him.
Yeah. If you look at these guys, right? Let's say you can't afford to pay $350 for Autoresponder Madness. Look at how these guys market. You will start to pick up enough good habits that you can start to make money.
Yeah.
Look at Sphere of Influence, right? How Andre marketed that. Now, he marketed it the same way he teaches it. If you look at that and you can start to adapt that to what you want, you'll get, I mean, pretty close, probably about 40% of the way to having what you can have in the course. And then when you've made the money from marketing that way, then invest in the course to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So one of the other examples that we've got is somebody who I've met twice, a guy called Jack Bourne.
I like Jack.
If you've been in within the internet marketing sphere for a long enough, you probably will have come across Jack before. Jack is basically a software developer. His core thing is just one product.
Yeah.
Which is the countdown timer thing, you know.
Deadline funnel.
And it's an amazing piece of software. But the thing is, he first created that like 6 years ago or something, 7 years ago. And it's like, you know, he's still evolving that product today.
There's an update to it today, believe it or not.
Is there?
Yeah.
And the thing with Jack is that, again, the content that he puts out is very, very strong. What he talks about, the value that he provides to the marketplace, to his audience, is really, really good stuff. And regardless of whether you buy into his product or not, you can get value from the way that he markets his products, his product, his singular product. It's a subscription product, and it pays him very nicely. Thank you very much for his lifestyle. Yeah. So, you know, it's concentrating on that one core message. And, you know, Jack stuck to that, Todd Brown stuck to that, Justin Brooke stuck to that, Andre stuck to that. You know, they're all the same approach. They've stuck to that one core message throughout the whole of their career. Yeah. and have created a respect and authority within the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, I would say to anybody who wants to do marketing, walk away from those earlier models we talked about and get on the list of the guys that market just one product or two products constantly and see how they market. These guys are making sales day in, day out. They have got bigger incomes than probably pretty much of all the other ones, guys we mentioned. And they have a much, much lower refund rate.
Yeah. And they probably have a much better quality of life as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, I should imagine, you know, the shit going back to our Sheltie marketers, it's got to be hard work to constantly keep on at that pace, reinventing themselves, creating new stuff all of the time. And it must be really, really hard work. Whereas people like, you know, Jack and Justin and Andre, that, you know, the stuff that they talk about is the same stuff all the time. And it doesn't get boring. It doesn't get boring for them because they just go, well, this is what I believe in. This is my message. You know, they don't have to reinvent themselves. They don't have to create new courses all the time. Yeah. And it's just an ongoing process.
Well, you imagine, right? So you're one of these Sheltie marketers or one of the other marketers, right? So you're creating a course. You're creating, let's say you do four courses in the year. That's four sales pages, four lots of JV partners. Mm-hmm. So to get those JV partners, you've got to promote their stuff as well. So you've got to do promotions all the way through the year, which is going to whittle down your list and devalue your list. You're going to, where were we? You've got to get copywriters in. You've got to get all the technology in the back end. You've got to deal with merchant accounts and you've got to deal with refunds.
Yeah.
Compare that to, let's compare it to Serious Marketers Only, right?
Yeah.
So let's compare it to one of our products or our only product.
Yeah.
All I have to do is constantly just check the sales page, put in little tweaks here and there, split test out, see how that goes. Write emails, send out emails, and make sure that we've got really good content in there. That's it. I honestly can get my work done in probably 2 hours a day maximum. And if I want to take a day off, I can take a day off.
Yep. So simplicity. Keep your marketing term, minimalist marketer thing again.
Yeah.
It's going back to the basics of, you know, have that singular message. And please don't become a Lambo or a churn and burn or a shouty one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you listen to this and you've not come across us before, or you have come across us, step one, go to our Facebook group, which is a minimalist marketer, which you'll find linked below this podcast. That's what we're doing, isn't it? Below this podcast on escapeplanuncut.com. Okay? There's a link under every podcast to that. Come and join the group. Talk to us about how to market. We don't mind helping. If you never buy a single thing about us, if we can persuade you to market properly, we've done our job.
Yeah.
We're on a mission.
I even sometimes go, oh, you know, maybe we've called Serious Marketers Only wrong.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like, you know, we're in it for the long haul here, guys. You know, and serious meaning, you know, we take this business seriously. We don't want to do the churn and burn. We don't want to, like, do Lambo videos. We don't want to go and do a massive, you know, 3,000-person event where we're selling 3 million quid's worth of stuff to people off the stage.
That sounds like hard work.
It does, though, because I can imagine that out of that, the affiliate commissions that he has to pay out, or the merchant fees, or how dealing with a merchant account for that would be horrific.
Well, think about all the refunds.
Oh yeah.
24 hours later, people go. 24 hours later, when they log into ClickFunnels, they go, I don't need this.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So, for example, we do live events. Okay, so we'll have just finished a few weeks back when you hear, listen to this, our first live event. That's 15 people. That's what we want. We don't want 100 people. Serious marketers only. We can trace that back 13 years. Right? So it's evolved over 13 years into what it is now. But it's like the DNA of that is 13 years old. I've got people. We've got people in there who have been on my list and within my memberships for, it's got to be 8 years maximum. Minimum.
Wow.
I did an event in Las Vegas. Four of the people. So I did that event back in 2012. Four of those people are still posting in Serious Marketers Only.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we taking it away from internet marketing just for a second. Mm. Like from the e-commerce perspective, we create a product that, you know, we had a single product for like 3-4 years before we sold a second type of product to the audience. But we've got people who've been buying from us every single month for 6 years.
Yeah.
And it's because we are consistent. We do consistent marketing. We don't overpromise. We don't do the shouty stuff. We're in it for the long haul. We provide value in the long term. It's not just about the product that we're selling them. It's about the relationship that we're building with the people that we're selling to as well. And as long as we continue to do that, then those customers that have been buying from us for 6 years will hopefully continue to buy for another 6 years and beyond.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, you can do this. Just think how good it will be to have one product that you evolve over time.
Mm.
How good would that product be in 3 years' time if you constantly improve it, and just market it all the time? And to market it all the time, all you need is your message about it, and just post it in Facebook. You don't even probably need to advertise it. Advertising will help, but you can do it without advertising. And word will get out, and word will spread, and people will come in.
Cool. So hopefully that's like kind of helped you out a little bit to get some clarity that you don't need to do all of this other stuff that you see done so horrifically elsewhere within the marketplace. Yeah. You know, the names that we've mentioned within this podcast, sign up to the list. That's the first thing you should be doing. Sign up to the email list, buy their products, figure out whether, and what, there's no affiliate links for any of the stuff for their stuff below.
It's basically, I bet there will be.
Okay. Mark's going to put an affiliate link to something, guaranteed.
What should you do? Or respond to madness.
But the thing is like, if you follow any of those guys, doesn't matter, just one, two or three of them, like, you know, go check out how they market and you will get a proper marketing education from those guys, not from the others.
Yeah, that's all you need. And then when you're ready, go and buy their stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
And they'll tell you the same thing. They'll tell you, look, you're probably not ready now. Learn a little bit more about marketing. Watch what we do and then you can buy our stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's the difference between them and people saying, this is what you need to make seven-figure income.
Yeah.
BS.
Cool. So, thanks for that, Mark.
That was good. I actually thought that was going to be about 15 to 20 minutes long. Sorry, guys.
Oh, dear. We rambled on far too long ago.
Yeah, I've got to go and get another mojito.
You go and get another mojito and recover from your daughter's wedding, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, we'll speak to you on Good Friday, and we'll be very, very good.
Probably not. Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.